朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天很多讲道的人没有把道往让人 enjoy 的角度去准备。
Yes, perhaps today too many have not prepared their messages to be enjoyed.
我觉得很可惜。
I feel that this is too bad.
我们应该讲出来的话让人家听了愿意听进去。
We need to make our messages so that people are willing to listen.
但是 enjoy 是不够的。
But this is not enough.
你不只是让人家听了喜欢听。
You do not just want people to enjoy and want to listen.
我们盼望他们听了能够明白。
We want them to listen and comprehend.
而且经过耳，经过头脑，能够进到心里面去。
Through their ears, through their brains, they can enter into their hearts.
我盼望不只是让人听了以后心里面受感动。
Not only will your hearts be moved.
让我们教会像初期教会一样，每一次讲道都有相同的反应，说我听了这篇道以后，我当怎样行。
Perhaps we should look forward to being like the Church of Jerusalem, that after listening to a message, we can ask ourselves, what shall we do in response to this?
初期教会的见证和榜样，让我们看见他们的信息是出去了以后有回应。
So we see that in the early church in Jerusalem, there's a response in action to the messages.
我盼望我们以后每一次在聚会结束默祷的时候，我们就以这句话作为我们默祷的内容。
It's my hope that as we close the worship every time with meditative prayer, we can use these words to be our prayer.
主啊，今天听了这篇信息，我要怎么样用行动来回应？
Lord, after hearing this message, what should I do in response?
弟兄姊妹，这是我个人对这个教会一个很深切的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a prayer item that I have towards this church.
只有一个行道的教会才真正能够成为一个长大的教会。
A church that will obey and act out the word of God is the one that will grow.
我们看42节，这里说他们都恒心地做几件事情。
And in verse 42, we were told that they devoted themselves to several things.
那么这个恒心呢？我们看 NIV 没有这个心的意思在里面。
In the NIV, there is no such word as heart.
在 King James Version, 它是把它翻译成 continued steadfastly, 就是说他们是继续不断的、脚踏实地的一个态度。
The word devoted in NIV was translated as continued steadfastly in the King James Version.
那么在这里我们很清楚地看见这恒心的意义是什么。
So what is the meaning of this?
扎心是一个点，恒心是一条线。
We can say that when they were cut to the heart, this was a point.
如果一个教会只有扎心而没有恒心。
And the devotion to these things then is a process.
那么那不过叫做五分钟热度而已。
If a church is only limited to piercing of the heart, then this is only a five-minute fever.
是我们受到一些话语的感动。
Yes, perhaps we were moved by some words.
但是我们热一阵子就过去了。
But this fervor passes away.
那么这个初期教会恒心的方向是什么呢？
What is the direction of this steadfastness?
在 NIV 的圣经说 they devoted themselves to, 一共四个 to。
In the New International Version, they devoted themselves to four things.
那么这四个重点是什么呢？
What are these four things?
第一个是恒心遵守使徒的教训。
First, the apostles' teachings.
那么第二，彼此交接，请注意听 NIV 翻译成什么？
Second, to the fellowship.
第二个彼此交接，如果直接翻成中文，另外一个翻译应该就是团契的生活。
That is the fellowship life.
那么第三，薄饼
to the breaking of bread.
第四，祈祷
and to prayer.
那这四方面也是我们教会过去23年很看重的四个重点。
And these four things are things that we emphasize in our church as well.
是的，我们有些地方不是很完全，我们需要再长进。
Yes, we need to improve.
我们推行这个宗教教育。
We've been trying to push Christian education.
我们盼望能够在教会里面有更多的人受这一方面的装备。
We want more in our church to be equipped.
我们盼望今后继续往这方面能够努力。
And we want to emphasize this in the future as well.
我常常说，我们教会的宗教教育不是以一种一般大学的原则来推动，我们盼望以师范大学的原则来推动。
I have said already that the Christian education should not be like the liberal arts colleges, but more like a vocational school.
不是说单单我们知道一些信仰，了解一些信仰，考试的时候我们能够达100分而已。
We don't want just to learn something and then be able to regurgitate it and then get 100 points.
求主帮助我们，让我们学了以后不只是明白，而且知道有一天我们能够教导别人。
We want to be able to learn, to comprehend, to act, and then to pass it on.
这是圣经里面给我们看见大使命的原则。
And this is also the principle behind the Great Commission.
耶稣说，你们要使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
什么叫做 disciple? 什么叫做门徒呢？就是使别人做门徒的人。
A disciple is one who can make others to become disciples.
感谢主，我们这一个礼拜六，我们在教会里面有个特别的一个半天的训练的聚会。
We praise the Lord that the coming Saturday we have a special half-day training.
我相信刚才大家进来的时候，除了这个节目单以外，我们收到一个这一方面的这一个聚会的一些资料。
As you come in, you perhaps have picked up this special notice.
一个对幼儿教育训练的一个机会。
A special training for those who are interested in children's education.
我们盼望这个半天的这个退休会对我们教会有帮助。
We want this half-day retreat to be a benefit to the church.
我们不只是请这些老师们来参加，我们也盼望家长能够来参与在这一个工作里面。
We do not only invite those who want to teach, but we also invite parents to join us.
甚至我盼望我们中间有一些大学的弟兄姊妹、大学生也能够来预备自己，让我们怎么样在这个幼儿的这个主日学的工作上来参与。
Perhaps I can issue a challenge to those of you who are still in college. Perhaps you can take up the challenge of children's education.
不只是他们恒心于使徒们的教训。
Not only did the early church devote themselves to the apostles' teaching,
他们注意团契的生活。
They paid special attention to the life of the fellowship.
使徒行传里面 fellowship koinonia 这个字呢，在这个地方是第一次出现。
This is the first time that this word fellowship appeared in Acts.
我们说我们教会现在人数越来越多。
Very often we hear the saying that the church is growing in numbers.
但是我们觉得我们的感觉却越来越淡。
But then our feeling towards the church perhaps is growing colder.
我们觉得人与人之间的关系好像不够密切，不够亲切。
We feel that the relationship between each other is getting to be more shallow.
我们实在盼望除了主日的崇拜以外。
So it is our wish that outside of Sunday worship,
我盼望能够在其他的时间里面，教会每一个弟兄姊妹都能够找到你自己所属的一个小的团契或者一个小的分区的聚会。
There should be other opportunities for you to be involved in a smaller group.
这是一个成长的教会不可以缺少的。
This is a most important thing for a church to grow.
求主让我们在这个教会里面更强调推动这团契的生活。
So may the Lord help us to encourage the formation of small groups and fellowship.
第三个重点是什么呢？
The third point.
圣餐。
The breaking of bread.
什么叫做圣餐？
What does this mean?
灵修生活是个人跟神之间的关系的一个属灵的操练。
We say that a devotional life is between a believer and God.
圣餐是让我们全教会整体的能够在灵性上突破的一个机会。
But the breaking of bread is a chance for the whole church to have a spiritual breakthrough.
等一下，我们散会以后，今天11:30，我们有我们一个月一次的圣餐聚会。
Yes, today after the worship, this is once a month we have the breaking of bread.
我实在很盼望弟兄姊妹能够在擘饼聚会、圣餐聚会里面有更多的看重。
It is my wish that we will pay more attention to the breaking of bread.
第四，他们恒心的在祷告，什么意思呢？
And then we see that they also pay a lot of attention to prayer.
Living Bible 把它翻译成 prayer meetings, 祷告聚会。
The Living Bible translated this to they devoted themselves to prayer meetings.
我们感谢主，我们教会每一个礼拜二，我们教会有三组的祷告会。
We praise the Lord that on Tuesday evenings our church sponsors three different prayer meetings.
礼拜三晚上也有英文部的祷告会。
And on Wednesday evening, we have the prayer meeting for the English congregation.
在教堂主的这个祷告会，感谢主，我们最近有差不多三十个人上下那么多来参加这个聚会。
Those that meet here at the church on Tuesdays, we are numbering around 30 or so.
弟兄姊妹，一个教会要成长，我们不能不投入祷告的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, in order for the church to grow, we have to join in the prayer meeting.
在他们恒心的这四方面。
In these four different things,
只有祷告，这是他们应该有的一种侍奉。
Prayer is one of their services.
我们把祷告看成侍奉的时候，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以真正的看见教会在侍奉的里面怎么样能够有长大。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should view prayer as a form of service.
第三，除了他们杂心，除了他们恒心。我们看见他们有同心的见证。
But then we also see in verse 46 that they have the testimony of united in heart.
去年十一月的时候，世界日报来访问教会。
Last November, a Chinese newspaper came, the World Daily, and interviewed the church.
那么 Lexington 这个 Minuteman 也在去年来访问教会。
And the Lexington Minuteman also interviewed the church last year.
上个礼拜 Boston Globe, 也来访问我们。
Last week, the Boston Globe came and interviewed us.
那么本来是今天要出的，但是因为他们一直这个没有照相，所以他们说可能要往后延。那么在他们这一些报纸来访问的时候，那么都问到一个问题。
When these newspaper reporters came, they all asked the same question.
你们这二十几年来，你们的教会成长的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret of church growth in the past two decades?
对我来讲，我能够想到第一个回答，第一个反应，就是团队 teamwork.
My first response is that the secret to our church's growth is due to teamwork.
弟兄姊妹，这不只是这二十多年这个教会蒙恩的地方。
This is not the only place where our church is blessed.
这也是这两千年我们看见教会发展的秘诀。
We see this is also the secret for church growth in the past 2,000 years.
我们也看见这正是我们的仇敌要攻击的地方。
And this is where our enemy is going to attack.
如果这个教会因为同心而蒙恩典。
If we can be blessed by God by being united in heart,
弟兄姊妹，在我心里面一个很重很重的一个负担。
Then this becomes a strong burden in my heart.
我们怎么样能够求主怜悯我们，能够继续的在主的里面同心来走前面的路
？How can we keep the unity in the Lord to march forward?
让我们真实知道怎么样能够彼此竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为的心。我们继续地往前走。
Let us learn to keep the unity from the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们不完全。
Perhaps we are imperfect.
但是求主不让我们在不同心这件事上成为我们的污点。
But let us not fail in unity of heart.
最后，欢喜诚实的心。
And lastly, we see they have a glad and sincere heart.
欢喜诚实的心做什么呢？
In doing what?
不是欢喜诚实的心传福音。
They didn't use glad and sincere hearts towards evangelism.
不是欢喜诚实的心聚会。
Did not use this towards meetings.
很稀奇的，这段圣经告诉我们说，他们用欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Here we were told they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
杂心和恒心是在圣殿里面。
The piercing of the heart and the devotion takes place within the church.
然后圣经告诉我们，他们同心是在殿里，也在家中。
And when they were united in heart, this took place in the church as well as in their homes.
然后欢喜诚实的心用饭。
but the glad and sincere hearts applied to the homes.
我们看见这个教会是逐渐的从里到外。
So we see this church growing outward.
从圣殿到家中到最后整个发展到每一个人的生活的岗位。
From the church building to your homes and to where we work.
但愿我们在主的面前学习怎么样用这样的一种生活形态的布道方式。
Let us learn to observe and to act out the lifestyle evangelism.
我们教会这几年推动一一的传福音的工作。
The church has been trying to encourage the work of evangelism explosion.
求主帮助我们能够用我们的生活来做传福音的地方。
And may the Lord use our lives, everyday lives, to be a way of spreading the gospel.
让我们也用这四方面作为我们的勉励。
And let us encourage ourselves with these four points.
弟兄姊妹为讲台祷告。
Pray for the pulpit.
让我们听主的话，对主的话有回应。
So that we can indeed hear the word of God and respond accordingly.
让我们恒心把自己投入在许多教会的侍奉里面。
Let us join in and devote ourselves to the many different services of the church.
让我们同心配搭。
Let us be united in spirit and heart.
让我们在生活上也有美好的见证。
And to have a glad and sincere heart in our daily lives.
但愿使徒行传的这个教会成为我们每一个人的榜样。
May the church recorded here be our example.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，求你差派你自己的灵，透过你自己的话语，向我们每一个人说话。
Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit speak to each one of us using your holy words.
我们把教会交在主你手中。
We place the church in your hands.
带领我们前面的道路。
Lead us in the steps ahead.
让我们同心合意的来兴旺你的福音。
Let us join in our hearts and spirits so that your gospel will be proclaimed.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。